פעם היית צחון to מברר דה הלוחס ודה חיובים ודה הנוגס או בדה הלוחה ואומן ואומן יהיש מרבו. I want to bring over a maise that is born out in the Akdomet de Levush. The Akdomet de Levush in Orach Chaim, in the first page, steht Omar HaMagia, Ya nimtzo mokoim ponui ba'yiriyo. It's an extra place, extra page. So he wants to, Vaisteis me'ashomayim, he wants to bring Meiser Rav v'noiro animtzo b'sefer derech Moshe av de mechabu von de levush av remot chayafe. De mechabu von de levush geheis remot chayafe, bala levushim. And he was av beis din in a very small community. And Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, they sent shlichim from Pozne, the stadt noch rab gewege gewener auf dorten, that he will be a rav in Pozne. But Remot Chayafe said, before he becomes a Rav in Pozne, he knows Kol HaTerikule, but there's one thing that he doesn't know yet. Kiddush HaChodesh, he doesn't know yet Kiddush HaChodesh. All of the Chochmah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And in Eretz Ashkenaz, there's no one that knows the Halachas from Hilchos Kiddush. All of the site. So he's somewhere, the Sfardish Chochom, that knows the Halachas, so he wants to go to the Chochom Abuah. Not sure if it was given Maria Buav or not. He wants to go like for a quarter of a year. And then he will learn the Chochmah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And then he will gain gleich zurück. He will become a Rav in Pozne. So he went to the Elton and he was there. And he became very known to him, very close to him. And the Maria Buav had a little kid, 5 years old. And the kid, 5 years old, made a bracha, he took an apple and he made a bracha. And the Maria Buav didn't realize what he was handling, and he forgot this, he didn't say amen to the bracha of the little kid. So the Maria Buav yelled on him and he was menade him for not saying amen. So he waited for a month. At das na aloche, you have to know nezifa be'atzmo a month. He waited for a month. And after the month, he went over to the Maria Buav and he asked Mechila, he told him, I'm not Meichel you. I don't want to see you, I'm not Meichel you, Echkenish. Kids, he came again and cried, Machotosi, Maposhosi, Machori Af. I didn't hear the little kid, I didn't realize the little kid made a broche. I didn't say, Amen, Zah Chori Af. So Maria Buav told him, I'll tell you. I'm asking to be Meichel you. Bitnai, that I'll tell you now a story. And this story, you will say over in every kehila that you will come, and every kehila that you will become a rav, you promise me to say over this ma'ase. I died to the hochi, I'm asking that you to meichel you. Tell me, what was the ma'ase? It was a kehila, kedosha b'Yisrael, before Tov Tov Nun Vav, before the Xeris of Tach, and not. And they had a bad king, that every couple months he decided to send everyone away from the city. I was a big chassid in Shtot, big tzaddik, Yerushalayim, Kodesh, V'toyer, also was a very big oisho. And he was very moitzah chayim b'einei ha-melech. And every time he was given a gzeire, they send him to the melech, and he was meratz the melech. V'ahi ayoyim, nochamo, the melech made this gzeire that everyone has to leave. And they came to the chosid and they asked the chosid to go to the melech to convince him to stay. The chosid was punkhounding before mincha. Chosid said, I will go noch mincha. They told him, no, pikoach nefesh the rabbim. Now we hear the melech is in a good mood. It's good to go now. Kids, he came to the melech's house. And he goes in and he started. The melech sees him, kisses him, hugs him. And they started to schmooze. And he knew the melech is in a good mood, it'll be okay. So the two, in the meantime, koimer came from one of the far countries and started to give the melech brachas in one of these languages, and he was talking and talking and talking. It looked like a brach that will never finish. So the chassid decided, if I was man mincha, lo mechapen arayin, I will have a mincha in the meantime. In the middle, this koimer gets up and says, and now everyone to say amen. And everyone said amen. So the koimer asks, the chassid echid gesagt amen? So I said, no, the Chassid is davening now. He started to pull his hair. Oh, it was Mamish Eis Rotzen now. If he would say Amen now, the Melech would be blessed with all these Achim. Mamish, oh, it's Azar, loss. So the Melech got angry. He said to take the Chassid and to chop him to little pieces, to put him in a bag and to send him like this home. And to send all the Yidden away from the Shtot. Okay, so this Chassid had a friend, also a Chassid, two Chassidim together. And Bekitzer, he knew the other his friend, he knew he's a tzaddik. Vikumtem azar einish, azar misa mishuna. He was sure, Weistai is my friend, nicht gewinn a chosin. Weistai is, in Bezina, he gemacht hab es a feste aveire. He was fasting for days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be megale to him. Was passed at this chosin, kumtem azar zach? It's a modern zach. And he's sitting and he's fasting, and in the middle of the day, that chosin comes down, kilu, levush of a person, and he tells him, I was sent down to tell you, chas v'sholem, I was never over ha'avere, and I'll tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik in tzaddikim, once I heard someone that said a broch and I didn't say amen. And because I didn't say amen, was a gzeir al mimei ha'shomayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a place to take a oynish, for this is the oynish that you deserve for not answering amen. Mele the Maria Buav told them, Levush, I saw you such a choshev yid. I didn't want you that you be mechuyev and misa chamura. I saw you didn't answer amen. I realized if I will menada you for a month, now merachik you, maybe I'll be miskaper you in this world. So I moichel you bitnai that you'll go around the world and say over this mice. So this is the choymer of not answering amen. So after we know the choymer of answering amen, Medav Wissen, is so much halachas in Amen, and we see that people that don't know the halachas, could be they will start to be machmir now to answer Amen, we will see punk verkehrt, could be they will be nichshal in Amen Yesema, Amen Almone, all different Amens, and could be they will be over on the Isur of Amen, could be they causing hefsek and tefillah. We have to know, there's a group of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they call themselves Neutrei Amen. The head of them is called a Yid of Rav Kessler. His father was a Rav in Kiryas Sefer. It's Choshev Yid. And he goes around the whole world to Mezakeh the Olam to say Amen. It's a very Choshev Yid. First time I met him was last year. I was in Antwerp for a day. And Punk, in the house I was staying, he came to visit also. And I remember every bracha Shehakeli made, he called everyone around him as the Olam Bezogin Amen. And we'll see that's very important. And at the Posforim and the Inyan from Amen. And there were Mevala, all different Gdolim. Rav Vosner told him once that the Maharam Lublin told him that Ale Yitzir Hore so fashteit. Or if from where the Yitzir Hore, if not answering Amen came, he doesn't know. So I want to go Keseder Ashtikel, we'll bring Ashtikel Chazalim, and we'll try to miyased all different afkeminas, the halachas of Amen and Amen Yehish Mirabu. The Gemara Zogt in Medrash Rabbe, Ein Godel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyser Me Amen Shi Yisroel Oynim. The Gemara Zogt in Broches, Godel HaOyne Oymen Yoyser Min HaMevorech. Moshe Lema Adover Doyme, the Gemara says, people go down to the Milchome, and then the Giboirim come down and Noitzchim. The one that says the Oymen is Noitzach. Zog Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Beshalach, what is the greatest Inyan from Oymen? He says that every broche, it's telling in the timing, is like a shtar. She'einu mekuyim. And the person that says Emes, he's mekayim the shtar from HaKadosh Baruch. This is the Emes, the mekayim the shtar from HaKadosh Baruch. More from that, the Shulchan Aruch, as the Ramon learns Pshat in Kuf Samach Zayin, the Bir Aloch has a shayla about it, that Lekatchila de Mevorech has to be makpid to have someone to answer Amen, and not only that, to mechaven to be yoytza with Yanim's Amen. Because the Brochen needs the Amen. So when you say a Brochen to have someone to answer Amen, and to mechaven to be yoytze and yenem zamen. The Gemara says, "Meshabes kuf yutes kol ha'oyne omen bechol koychoi Hoyschim loy shari ganeden. Kol ha'one omen bekol koichoy, hoyschim loy shari ganeden. Und im Arshon ist medayek, shari, not only one shar, kol shari ganeden. We have time later, I'll tell you a mice in Neuro for a Michal Yudah of them. Aber as I said, hoyschim loy kol shari ganeden. Und die Gemara sagt, ha'one omen ish merabu bekol koichoy, קוירים לו גזר דין של 70 שנה. אז הרב שטיימן גזוק את המול פשט, לא זה פשט, כל העונה אומן בכל כוי חוי, פויסכים לו כל שער הגן עדן, כל העונה אומן ישמרה בו בכל כוי חוי, קוירים לו גזר דין של 70 שנה, אחמן, what is the secret here? אז הרב שטיימן said, as he said a mushal, he said a mol, as a person that the melech likes, he knows how to play, it's a clean agina, plays a kinoir, and the melech likes his niggun, and they have him that he's a ganef, and they're going to hang him up. The melech looks out the window and says, this person, you can't hang him. I like the way he sings. I need him to play for me. The omen yishmerabu v'kadosh baruch hu says a niggun. Person has this niggun, I see genug in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from everyone and everyone. Moshe. Man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the niggun from Yad HaReina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the niggun. B'meile, the omen has such a koyach, while the omen has such a koyach, b'meile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevat. You have to know the Charedim, in Sefer HaCharedim state, that all of these miles of a person that does it bekvias. I know, a person becomes, oino omen b'chol koychoi. A person that becomes, Oino amen ishmeralu b'chol koichoy, b'chol chavonosoy. Unazei Reb Chaim Voloshiner was very makpid every time when he made a bracha to have someone to answer amen near him. We'll go weiter. Zog de mishne brure, b'simen vov, sivkot niyot gimel, ishtadel kol Yisrael, kol ish mi Yisrael, lanois b'chol yoim tishim amenim. Lekatchila, every person has to answer every day 90 amenim. Chido brings down kol ha'oine 90 amenim b'chol yoyim. Muftach lo she'ene nizak. And that day that you say 90 times amen, you're not nizak. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, this is the reason was a minig in Klal Yisrael that in the Birkas HaShachar, the Shatz says the Birkas HaShachar loud and everyone answers amen. And the Sharet Shuvah brings down from the Ari HaKodesh that he would go around from one person to the other person to hear the Birkas HaShachar to say Amen. Afilu Hayomer, and even in the middle of Pesikah de Zumra, a person came in, he went over, I want to answer Amen. Nishta Zeiv Chas V'Shalom Hayt, I see if someone goes over to the Amud to start the Birkas HaShachar, the Ayah will try to get rid of that Shatz. He tried to get someone to move a little bit quicker. But Avisen, terrible Tvir. Rav Shteyman said once, hi, in a lot of yeshivas they were mevatalit, all these big amenim. He says, in Klal Yisrael was a minig that Yidden ran around from place to place to chapten ha'omen. And the reason they were mevatalit, because amolit caused bitul teir in the yeshivas. But he says, I'm mevatnish mevatal in Gansen. The Ari HaKodesh said, he said and learned. We know, I saw myself the ksaviyad from the Shidim Mekubetzis in Bobi Kamed, as given the ksaviyad from the Ari HaKodesh. He was the Talmud from Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi that written the Shidim Mekubetzis in Bobi Kamed. He sent the ksaviyad alayin, as given the Zolbe ksaviyad from the Ari. The Ari sat and learned, and mid the guys are sitting and learning, he had time in the morning to run around to answer the omens. This Rav Shteyman said this. Mele mit avisen, amol bitul teira, but tzachapen harayin de amenim. So I'm all you want to learn, but if you're schmoozing outside the shtivla, like chavadanish. And he said from the Alter Mikelem Gizok, it's kidai to live all of my life to say one amen. Now the Chayodim Zokt, Mishainoi ome omen on shoy godl meoid. So Abazay, we have to take and learn what is the halacha of amen. So I want to start a little bit, Kaseida. First you have to know, what is the kavane? When you say amen in Shulchan Aruch state, in Kuf Chof Dalet, you have to say amen bekavane. If you say amen shaloi bekavane, it's not called the amen. Omer has to be bekavone. Chaim Valoshiner and Keser Roish brings down, Loi motzosi li mutzchus le'inyan omen. He says like this, Tfilah b'loi kavone ke guf b'li neshome, v'im einu nechshav ke kavu, nechshav le'minche. Aber amiras omen b'li kavone loi motzosi shum li mutzchus. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if you don't have kavone, it's better not to answer omen. Now we have to know, on every different bracha is different kavanas and amen. Don't think, from now I will say amen. This is gonish mit nish. Some brachas you have to have such a kavane, some brachas you have to have such a kavane, some you have to mix the kavane, then it's al pisoit kavane, we'll go duch. Then we'll say the eitzah to the people that are shvache kepalach, and they can't think all these kavanas, it's also eitzahs for them what to do. In Shchanoruch steht azay, the kavana von Amen is emesu. Emesu. Zog the Mishneh Brura, the brachas are divided to different groups. It's birkas ha-shachar, l'moshul. Anoisen lasech vivino. Amen. What do we mean? Emes. Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ich zog, siz emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that noisen lasech vivino. Ich bin ma'ames dos. And the Mishneh Brura is moisif, l'moshul, in Mogen Avraham. And so we say, Bo Ata Hashem, Mogen Avraham, Emes, Du Bist Mogen Avraham, and Bo Ata Hashem. And Mevoiruch Hashem, and I'm taking also masking that is Mevoiruch Hashem that was Mogen Avraham. It's Emes, and I'm masking to what Yenem is davening and benching that Bo Hashem, Bo Ata Hashem, Mevoiruch Mikok Rabroches, Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Now, but in Birkas Abakoshes, Zog the Mishneh Brura, you have to be mechaven lemoshul. We'll take ato choynen. You have to be mechaven emes she'ato choynen, Baruch Ata Hashem choynen adas, and alevai v'yihi rotzoin she'tir choynen das. Dainu, and birkas ha'shvach is only emes. And birkas ha'bakoshes, you have to have two kavones. Emes v'alevai she'iskayim. You have some bakoshes that are only bakoshes that you can't say emes. The moshul in Yalev Yovoi, Zochein Bo Tovo, Ufugnein Bo Yivrocho, Shulchein Dvar, Chaim Shem Bo Avas Teiru Bo Yoshomayim, Chaim Shem Bo Mbusha Bechlimo, Chaim Shem. So then you say, Yirotzim, emes. Emes Shem Bo Mbusha Bechlimo. So there you say only Alevai. But in all of the brochas in Shmoneh Esrei, that Be'etzem is a Shvachta Kodesh Baruch Hu, למשל, in Kaddish, Iskada ויסקדה שמי רבו. So what we mechaven? משלבו עם משמה, the עיקר כוונה is הלוואי. You could also maybe say אמס. אמס that I believe that Iskada ויסקדה. But the עיקר כוונה is הלוואי. And משלבו says, and במהירו ביומנו you have to think. אשתו בהגולה, הלוואי בהשתו בהגולה. I wanted to be בהשתו בהגולה. And this is the כוונה. But the Moshe, if someone says, God is Kaddish, Omen, Emes, Emes, Emes what? God is Kaddish, Emes what? So God is gesagt. Not only that, a lot of people hold that it's a Hefzik ben Gula Litfila. And Ashkiveinu, you're not allowed to say, Lama Zorin, someone says, God is Kaddish, Mei Rabo. You say, table. Cheer. Ashbog is Malkori, stand there. Then you go Shmoneh, so you have a Hefzik. If you mechav an emes, 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 it's not the right kavanas, it's time, you mechalkel. You mafsik in between Gula and Tfila. Someone spoke to Biskrov of them, Nishgiv and Klo. Doruch HaShulchan learns, but out kavanas, it's better not to say it, Bichlal. We'll see, could be it's Bichlal called the Omen Yaseima. Could be a person that says Omen on kavanas, is Chazal saying Omen Yaseima, you bon of Yaseimim, that is Zogun, was the Oynish of Omen Yaseima. So a person has to know, the etzem is two ikir dikir kavanas. Emes ve'alevai she'iye. And bakoshes is alevai she'iye. And shvach is emes. Again, and boruchu, and I'm a boruch Hashem. And the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is both. It's also bakoshe, ato choyne lo'odam das, and also is shvach, boruch ato Hashem, choyne nadas. So I'm mispalel and mevakesh from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I believe that it's Emes, and I know that Hashem is the one that is choyin in the das, and b'meila I'm davening, and I'm hoping, and I want that he'll be choyin in the das. There's a tiffer kavane that this is al pi svarim, so person taki gets into amen ashtikel, that you mechav, amen is rosh teves keil melech ne'ema. That you mechaven, and everyone that it's emes, that the keil melech ne'eman, he's the keil that is melech ne'eman le'achis meisim, he's the keil melech ne'eman to chayn and das, he's the one that is roif echaylim, so in all the place that is bakoshes, I'm kilu believing and davening that the keil melech ne'eman, I'm believing in him that he's the koyach for it, and you mechaven also, we say the omen, chutz from emes, and alvay ve'iye, and keil melech ne'eman, and he's ne'eman, and he's ne'eman on these zachen. Again, the marshal, some achronim say pshat, is a famous kasha, why in Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael, the bracha finishes Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael? Why the bracha doesn't finish Roife Choylim? The famous maisa, I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that the Chasim Sefer was sitting with his talmidim, and Pikoiris came in, and he asked him, Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael, sinish temes, we also have hospitals. If I can, ours are better. So Chasim Sefer told him, in the morning we say, Roif Echol Bosor Mafli La'asois. We don't say Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael, what's for extent? So Chasim Sefer told him, so what is the difference, Take? So why, Take, one time we say Roif Echol Bosor, and we say Roif Echol Le? Chasim Sefer answered him that by Yidden, by Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merapid them when it's time to get better. Hashem gives them a punishment. When it's time to make them better, Hashem is merapid. Roif Echol Bosor Umafli La'asis. By the Yidden, Hashem makes a gzeirah that you have to be sick. You do tshuva in the middle, so even when you're sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merapid you. Roif Echol Amo Yisrael. But Rav Shem wants to say poshet, that in Refo'einu that was nitkan, in Chazor Sashatz, that the bracha was nitkan, that everyone will say amen. So we wanted it to be alevai. So we wanted the people will say alevai al choyle Yisrael. We don't want people to come and daven alevai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will merapid the goy. He said like this. In Asher Yotza, it's not a davening. It's a shvach. Shim pasach achom mehem, oysu sem achom mehem, yiv shol yizkai velam yid lefone. A shvach. Emes. Emes is merapid everyone. Aber in Shmonesre, it's a bakoshe. So when you say amen, you say alevai. We want people to say alevai only on Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael. So you're right that the seal is a shvach, really. Baruch Atah Hashem Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael. But while the amen, we said in Broches and Tzoyos, while the broche also has a bakoshe, not only a shvach, you have to mechav in alevai. So even at the end of the broche is a shvach, so again, and Roif Echol Bosor, that it's only a shvach. So we say Roif Echol Le'amo. But in Refo'einu, it's not a shvach. It's a shvach in them, Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael. But the broche is a bakoshe. And the omen that will come after it will be a levai, because the broche, chas v'sholom, we don't want to say Roif Echol Le'amo. Because when we have in the omen, we have in the field. Rav Shneim and Tainas, that if bochim cannot be mechaven, or people, it's hard for them to mechaven the omens, I'm sure everyone that is here from now on will be mechaven the omens, hazeh b'midaf. It's only a shayla of getting used to. Like someone say, it's hard for them to get used to say omens. No mention that, never said omen. Every time I hear a bracha, I have to say omen. You get used to it. So every time when you hear, because anyway you have to know what you're hearing. If you start to say omen, it's an omen yaseima. So if you know what you heard, if it's a bakosha, alevai. If it's a shvach, omen. If you get used to trying to think, but maybe you get used to that the whole omen is episoteva. But he says that as if he's not a person that doesn't know how to say myself, he could say I'm mechaven lefi the nusach for the chazanish. Says I could say omen and mechaven that will work lefi the emes kavana. As if not Rav Shteyman. So let me get it's the Rashtikel to go in a little bit to the Alochas of Omein. To go into the Alochas of Omein, Ketzurasam, what is the Alochas that you have to mechaven in Omein? The Alochas is like this. If you hear a bracha from a Yid, if you hear a bracha from a Goy, you only answer Omein if you hear the beginning of the bracha. Because you never know, maybe he said Shema Vidazorah. But if you hear a bracha from a yid, even if you don't hear the beginning of the bracha, if you hear the end of the bracha, you have to say amen. What would be if you didn't hear the end of the bracha? But everyone is saying amen. It's a big shul. You didn't hear the beginning. You didn't hear the bracha. But you know that people are saying amen. You're allowed to say amen. You don't have to. Why I'm saying, what is the difference allowed to? You have to. Could be when you're allowed to, sudorim. Could be when you're allowed to, but you don't have to. Could be the gabi krishme, to be a hefsek in the middle of krishme. It's not so poshut. When you're allowed to, you have to know, not on every time you're allowed to say it. We'll see about. Now, Abshemazal and Oyelbach, now the halacha is like this, but if you don't know what the bracha is, just the oil about answering amen, l'chur, you cannot answer amen. We'll get that soon too. So, Rav Shemazam and Oyelbach, if you're davening in a shul, so all of you now will start to say amen. Chol Mishken Sofik of them. You go to the Shtiblach, nish the Shtiblach, the other Shtiblach, lo mezogim, and it's a minion, and you look around, the oil are not listening anyway. There's not even 10 people that are saying amen. So, l'chur, Rav Shemazam and Oyelbach, it's a shayla if you're allowed to answer him. It's printed on Licha Shleime. It's like Rav Shlomo, how you can answer him? It's a brocha levatole. The shatz is even brocha levatole. Okay, so this is the reason we don't like to be a shatz, like it, because shayla brocha levatole. But how you can answer him? It's an omen and a brocha she ain't a tzricha. It's an omen yaseima. It's an omen levatole. How you can say omen? Someone told me last week, we'll see later, as Rebbe Liber Take, he saw Rebbe Liber Take, Makpid, he dived near Rebbe Liber in America, and he heard him every time in Chazal Shatz, when he came before the Omen, he says, Baruch Hashem La'olam, Omen Va'omen. So he heard him, he didn't know, he never lisboch and never learned Aloche. And he saw, he's standing near Rebbe Liber, and every time he hears him in Chazal Shatz, before the end of the Bracha, he says, Baruch Hashem La'olam, Omen Va'omen, and he finishes at the end of the Bracha. So he asked him. So he told him, I see there's not mamish a tzibur here that listens. I'm scared for a brach, omen levatole. So b'meile, I'm saying a pasuk. We'll see, Baal, Rav Shlomo Zalman uses this eitzah for all different shaylas. When I say, chosh v'yid, doesn't work. Is the market in Melam Mitzchus on the people that say omen? Because the Mishnah Berurah says that l'maise, how you could be a shatz, so you make it tonight that if the oyim are not listening, it's nedove. But you have to know, sometimes I see brachim that don't know to do this tonight. And they go over to the Amid. But they got the people that like to go to the Amid a lot of times, they don't know all these halachas. So they just want to get rid. And if a man, if they're not mechav and adobas, they can shout it to answer Amid. So the halacha, I'm not saying, because not to answer Amid is also a big shayach. We know what happened to this chassid. If you don't answer Amid, so a man, if a person has such a pachat, so one of the eights is, Baruch Hashem lo'olam, Amid v'amid. But we'll see about it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was zogna moire dike chidush. I didn't see his rayas, and I don't know what is his rayas. But in Kabbalah, the Kabbalah elam betzchus al latoim, that he says, if you're in a minyan, and you don't know what the oilam are answering, but the oilam know on what they're answering, you're allowed to say, Omen, yishtol sachtzu to the tzibu. Shibruyas kemat mashma nishtase. He says, Lama Zogin is a minion, a big minion, Yom Kippur. And you're standing in the back, and you're like, you don't hold the cup already where they're holding. In the Kaddish, you don't know exactly where it's exactly holding. So, L'chua, you're not allowed to say Amen. So, Amen Yisayim. Chaim says, but if the Tzibur knows on what they're answering, so maybe you're allowed to answer Amen. Say, well, you have to know that the Tzibur knows, you know. I'm only the whole Tzibur that doesn't know when what they're answering. Then it doesn't help. But if the tzibur knows, not long again, weiter. It's another aloche, a very wichtige aloche. Omen Yesoyma could be in another echatimtze. You answer Omen after tochke de dibur from the broche. So this is called Omen Yesoyma. And the Gemara says, Amen Yaseyma, I will not say to go over the Anshim, what happens to a person that says Amen Yaseyma. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a Suffolk Amen Yaseyma, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say. You're not sure if you're talking to the Dibur past or not. Mishnah Berurah holds not to say Amen. The Moshe is Mesupik. Now, where it's Negev? So, that's a good. The marshal, we'll go to Ikar Shita. It's a Shita from Chaznish, but the Ikar Shita is the marshal, Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Some people say it in a Nigud, Mishnah Zagreis Ivan Menagin, but Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and the whole goes to Shikr Ma'archove. It could happen more from Toch Kedei Dibu. There we say that the Chanukah is a part of the Brachah. If you answer before you finish, it's not a brach, it's also a brach levatale. It's an omen yisrael, omen ktufa they call it. Moses says, kol ha'ayin omen ktufa, koitfim lo yomov. Hashem also picks him up before the time. That's like the Gemara. If you pick to say omen before the time, Hashem picks you off in the world before the time. The Gemara in brach is daf nun gimel dachzach. Kol ha'ayin omen ktufa, koitfim lo yomov. Dach zay rash, it's like pshat do. Now, it's a big chumre lefi most poiskim. I know some poiskim are making in it, but most poiskim hold ve'imru amen. It's already the talk of Dibur starts before the ve'imru. Man, sometimes the chazan has ve'imru amen, so the oilam have to start to answer amen before that, because we don't need him to say ve'imru amen. We can say amen without it. Okay, normally we wait. I was like ve'imru amen is always better, but if he's menagin the ve'imru amen, so then it's a hefsek taket. And it's an Amen Yisayma. So it's two, I have to know, it's two Averis in Amen Yisayma. First, you didn't answer Amen. So you'll be killed out the Levush. At Lachdem, Bolev Yisayma must the Amen Yisayma. You have to know how chomor it is. Now, there's another Aloche. This you have to know. But if the Tzibur is answering Amen, so, nein, the Imru Amen, and the Tzibur starts to answer Amen. And it takes time. You took your time to remember. Kol's man, the tzibur, is answering amen, the brocha is mamshich. So you could say amen. What? If the whole tzibur started after it, so. Herif me many vashmina, he's in the pasuk dalton. You know, the time and the guy of the tzibur, chas v'sholem. But if the tzibur starts, it's mamshich. Now, as another aloche, you're not allowed to talk in between the brocha and the amen. If you talk, you can't say Amen already. Even if it's B'toch Kedei Dibur. Sounds like Chura Poshta Aloche. Kimat everyone is Nichshel on it. Tell you what. Lama Zogim, you reach time Mikro Ve'echo Targum in Ben HaProkim. And the Mevorach says the Broche, and you have two more words. So you have two words, and then you say Amen. Amen Yisayma. You didn't, so two Averis. You didn't answer Amen, it's Amen Yisayma. Because you stopped in between the Broche with words. If you're in the middle of a word, if you're allowed to finish that word. But if you say one more word in Teira, and then you say Amen. Amen Yisayma, and you didn't answer Amen. Again, Zokim Shlom Zalman, but if all the Tzibur is busy answering Amen, so you could catch on yet. Even if you talk, Zokim Shlom Zalman. Now, you're allowed to answer Amen without a Yarmulke. And you're allowed to answer Amen b'mekoymes ha-metunafim. What? If dirty hands, you're allowed to answer Amen. If it's tsoye and the hands mamish, then you're not allowed to. But like this, you're allowed to. B'sakisa alei not, but in mevoyes ha-metunafis, you're allowed to. Now, even that in a broche, za aloche, that your mouth has to be clean from food, Yemalepiv, or by an omen, you're allowed to. You don't have to have your mouth. You're allowed to have food inside your mouth. B'shas you answer omen. It's shaila from dangerous from yagdim kohen leveshes. But that's not the shaila. It's what I want to shtickle alochas that are very negair, and there's a lot of bigger meratzes I see around, especially now that we decided to be from the people that keep omen medavisis. It's a aloche and a broche of a cotton. If he's igia lechinuch, you answer amen. If he's lo igia lechinuch, you don't answer amen. If you answer amen, it's amen yisayma. A minute. What does igia lechinuch mean? A kid that knows to who he's making a broche, and he knows that on potatoes it's adome, and cookies is mezoinis, and tiyas yadayim. If he needs help to find what to do on the broches, he's not igia lechinuch from broches. We said in the Amor from the Briskarov, every getter of chinuch is kotna ideal in ha'anea, koinu loy lulev. You have to be koinu ideal is atef. Our minig in our days is, that even a kid that comes from kindergarten, 2 years old, and he says a bracha, everyone says amen with him. It's against Shulchan Aruch, Be'etzim. What is the heter? Because we mechalachim, we're saying the amen to mechalachim. The nafkimina is, but if he doesn't hear it, don't say amen. Not only that, Upshlom Zalman was makbita, cannot to answer amen. And he would say amen. Like, he said that, you have to be careful that the kid will not realize. Because then he will start to say amen wrongly. To fool the kid. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, an old Tzion says, he said, Baruch Hashem, when the kid made a broch, he quietly would say, Baruch Hashem, Lo'ilam. Amen, Amen. Rabbi Leber is Eitzim. And then Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, an old Tzion brings down. Why I'm saying such a nafkimina? The nafkimina is like this. With Megea in every house, or when you go Shabbos somewhere, everyone washes their hands before the Suda Finatilas Yadayim. So the halacha is like this. After you wash your hands, before you make the brocha al Netilas Yadayim, again, it's three shlovim. You wash your hands, you make, it's four shlovim. You wash your hands, you make a brocha, you wipe them, and you make a moitzi. Right? It's four steps. You wash your hands, you make a brocha, you wipe them, and you make a moitzi. After you washed your hands, before you made the brocha, you're not allowed to answer amen to no one's brocha. Before the brocha. You're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to do nothing. It's a hefsek in between the mitzvah and the brocha. The ikar mitzvah is the netile. You're not allowed to speak in between the brocha, the mitzvah and the netile. A lot of people don't know it. The machmir already, a machmir even in one hand, because shita sarhitva, that every hand is a bezundere mitzvah, so after you wash one hand, you're not allowed to talk anymore. So you're not allowed to answer amen to no one, even to your friends. You made al netilas yadayim, and you wiped your hand, or you didn't wipe your hands. If now people say amen, you're allowed to answer. But only if they agia lechinuch. But if it's a kid in the kitchen that is 5 years old and saying a bracha, or 3 years old, you're not allowed to say amen. Because you're not allowed to talk in between, after netilas yadayim and amoitzi. Again, in between netilas and bracha, no one is allowed to talk. No one's allowed to say amen. After the netilah, you're allowed to say amen. After the bracha. Oh, but only for a real amen, not for a fake bracha. But the evidence, if you didn't know it, you don't have to wash your hands again. Because even if you schmooze after you wash your hands, you don't have to wash your hands. It's a big ameratzis I saw in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael think, a lot of people in Klal Yisrael think, that if you wash your hands, and you made netilas yadayim, and you wipe them, and then you talk. So you wash your hands again without a bracha. Does that toss? There's no reason to wash your hands again. What? Mayim achronim you do because teichev lenetil lebrocha. Masha'en can hear, be'etzem is not a hefsek. Zev is right, that could be the reason that people wash it again because it's one shita that is teichev lenetil lebrocha goes even on mayim rishonim, not on mayim achronim. But me'ikar ha'aloche, I was brought up that you have to wash your hands. And most people feel so chazay. But the Shmir Shabbos Gichosa told me today, it's a beratzis. There's no... I guess it's time I'll tell you a klein and meise. Today I went, he made a chasana to his granddaughter, so I went to the chasana. I came to the chasana, so I couldn't find him. I said, I came for him. I told him he's washing his hands. So I said, okay, let me in. Maybe I will learn a new halacha now. Want to see my rebbe wash his hands? So I looked and I learned the new halacha. He does, he said like this, I asked him, he told me, Azay, he has a Kabbalah from his father and grandfather. Everyone washes twice for the Tiras Yadayim. He washes one hand, the other hand, makes the brocha, and then washes the other one. Not to have a hefsek. The second the Tiras is a hefsek into the brocha. He doesn't want to have a hefsek to the brocha. So he washes one hand, the other hand, makes the brocha, washes again, and then wipes it. He said, and Azay is a Maser and his Mishpocha Midayre Dayos. It's a Medyuk in Rambam. Was a chasna, I couldn't hear after the whole hesba. But I learned the halachas, the teichem netilas yadayim. We'll go weiter. If someone walks in the street, this is a famous shaila that's nogea to everyone, be'etzem. You're walking in the street and you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Omen Yehesh Merabba from Mashul. You have to answer or you don't have to answer. Some people, you say, they get stuck in the street. You see them, they're standing in the back of a shul, and they hear a Kaddish and a Kedusha. You have to stand or you don't have to stand. What is the halacha? It's So we have to know it's two shittas ba'etzim in it. I speak in a normal shul, sometimes if it's dirty things in between, it's different halachas. But at the normal, you pass, you're standing lamazogen and outside yeshiva, and they're starting to say kedusha in yeshiva, you're standing in the steps outside. You have to answer kedusha or not. You have to answer Amen Shmirado, you have to answer Baruch or not. The Chazon Ish, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky say, you have to. Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv hold, you don't have to. If you want to, if Negeya, you're going to daven in the Kaisel. Every second you hear Kaddish and Kedusha. If you're Rabbi Moshe, Chazon Ish, Rabbi Chaim, you have to answer. They say you don't have to try to listen what is going on in the other shul. But in the minute that you listen, so mele, I mean, we daven in yeshiva, but I'm saying if someone goes to daven Amon in the Kaisel, so, and he hears a lot of minyanim, I don't know how he could daven Taker if he does, but every second, Kedusha Amon Shmei Rabo, we'll see later, maybe as if it's a kula, limit chus. Shem Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv hold that it's only toif. Again, I'm not talking, if you hear a bracha, a moshul, you go to the Kaisel, and you hear a shat says brachas, then you have to answer. If you don't answer, ayin levush, what happens to you? Because you heard a bracha. I'm talking here that you didn't hear the bracha. Right? You didn't hear a bracha. You hear the ayin say, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You have to stand them up. You Baruch Hashem avarach lo'ilam vod. You have to answer or not. So here, it's be'etzem, it's not negia be'etzem really to the shayla of amen be'etzem. Again, if you hear a bracha, you for sure have to answer. We're talking that you didn't hear the bracha. You're just hearing stuff. Amen Yishmei Rabba. Here's the shayla, you have to answer, you don't have to answer. No, well, the Zelba Machlekes be'etzem is if you're diving in your own minion. The Zelba Machlekes. Some people are making a shtickle more when you're diving in your own minion, mitzad oisek b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. And why is a p'tur of oisek min ha-mitzvah? They say the same thing if you're sitting and learning. Why? Because the Rambam says, v'yachzor le'talmudoi. If every second you'll have to start to stop, the Takish does the ganze learning. The Mele, they say that in the middle of the learning, or in the middle of different davening, is a mokum to be samech more and Rambam Zalman Rabbi Eliashiv Taker not to answer. What? Ma'abe said in the same shul, again, only in a different shul. And the same shul of Ramosha, you look like a apikoiris if you don't answer Amen. Ramosha says that Be'etzem is two zach, Ramosha explains. There's two reasons why I have to answer when everyone is answering. First, because it's chalois chiyuv. And Mele, he holds that if you could answer outside, you have to answer outside. And another Zach, it looks like you koifer b'misha omar v'hoya oylam. Like what? I heard once from someone, what is the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to punish the chosid, punk in that story. The kitug and the chosid came, you see how the melech boss of Adam is makbi that someone doesn't answer omen on him? Even that he's busy on something else? Here's the kitug and you, that you are not chasan kvoit shomayim. So dear the motzo ba'al din mokoim ligbeis es choyvei. If the oilam is mishabeach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone is yelling, Amen, yes, it's true. And you're not yelling, it's true, that's a kfira. If you're outside, you don't have that zach. Mamele, if you said in the bismedrash, how do you have to? We're talking when you're in a different bismedrash. What? The middle of the sedra is not a hefzik. You have to answer Amen. And if you're in the middle of Krishma Lavashan and Shtiblach, and you hear from a different Shtiblach Kedusha, then it's mamash a problem what to do. Because if you're a Moshe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Chazon Ish, you have to answer. If you're a Shem Zalman, you don't have to. If you don't have to, Pashas, it's a hefsek in the middle of Krishma. The best thing is not to daven in Shtiblach. But I say, it's because it's a problem. Because if you're a Shem Zalman, if you don't have to, you're not allowed to. It's a hefsek. I said, if we don't hold that Oisik B'mitzvah, we say you're limud zchus taker. We'll go right. Now, the Gemara says, "Kol ha'oyne omen yeishmeravu b'chol koychoi koyrim loy gzar din shal shivim shon." Now we have to know omen yeishmeravu is a lot of kavonis. What you have to be mechaven in omen yeishmeravu. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the main two kavonis is two pshatim. Is one pshat omen again emes alevai sheiye. Maybe I'll masbir. Omen Yishmerabu be'etzem is made from two parts. Omen, it's the Omen, al ba'agol hazman kol rivim hu Omen, and it's a new tefillah, Yehesh Meirav Mevorach La'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Ma'ya. Lemosho. If you're standing in the street and you hear the Olam saying Yehesh Meirav, you don't say Amen. You only say Yehesh Meirav Mevorach La'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Ma'ya. And what are you saying Amen? What? You don't say Amen Stam. You didn't hear it. If you have in mind, then you can say Amen. But you have to have in mind. If you heard it, yes. But if you hear the Olam saying Yehesh Meirav Stam, you can't answer Amen Yehesh Meirav. You only have, more from that. The place can bring down that if you come into Shul, and Moshe, you hear the Olam saying Yehesh Meirav Mevorach. So, Lama Zogim, you want to answer Amen, you'll be Mechaven and the Kaddish. Yeah? If you're Mechaven and the Kaddish, you could say Amen. But you're outside the street and you hear, L'olam u'l'olme u'l'mayo. So there you can't say Amen already, because it's already after Toch Kedei Dibur, from the Amen, from the Baruch, from his Kaddish, Then you only could say, Yehesh Meirav Mevorach. If they're holding in Yehesh Meirav Mevorach, the first four words, so you could Shtel Tzach Tzu and say Amen Yehesh Meirav. But Moshe, if you're a bit sleepy, you hear the Olam say Yehesh Meirav. You have to listen where they're holding. If the Olam are holding, and the end, L'olam u'l'olme u'l'mayo, you only could say Yehesh Meirav. You can't say Amen Yehesh Meirav, because you're not a part of it. Now, what is the Iker Kavonis? The Mishabur brings down two Kavonis. There's one Pshat Amen, okay. Yehei Shmei Rabba means Yehei Shmei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabba, that the Shem, Yud Kei, Shmei, Yud Kei, Rabba, will be Rabba. And then, Mevorach L'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Ma'ya. This is one Pshat. And there's another Pshat, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Yehei Shmoi HaGodol, Mevorach L'olam U'Lo'ol. Because of that, the Mishnah Berurah says not to be mafsik after Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. Because if you say Yehei Shmei Rabba, so it means Yehei Shmei Rabba. And maybe the Pshat is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. So you have to be mafsik to say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. And not Yehei Shmei Rabba. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. La'olam u'lo'ol me'ol ma'ya. As this is like the Mishnah Berurah. Now you have to know one merzach. Omen Yehei Shmei Rabba is made from 22 words. Omen Yehesh Meirav Mevorach La'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Ma'ya V'Yishtaru V'Yisborach V'Yisroach V'Yisnase Sado V'Yisali V'Yisali Shmei Likud Shabrichu. Asach Taira Yidin Taker Amakpit to say it like this. This is the right thing. What they do is the right thing. On them you don't have Yehesh Meirav. Yehesh Meirav is 22 words. Why some of Nusach Ashkenaz don't do it? So some say La'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Yisborach. They start it. Also the right thing. The Goyen says not to do it. Why? Because we say mech and we yotzei the shatz. But lo mezogin, if you, when you're finishing Omer Yehesh Meirav Mevorach, you have a quick shatz that is running ahead, you have to carry on saying the words till you catch up to him. It's like Shum Zahm Rebbe Yashin. Lo mezogin is standing in the shtiblach. You say, Omer Yehesh Meirav Mevorach La'olam U'Lo'ol Me'ol Ma'ya, when you finish to say the Omer B'chol Koichoi, already the chazan is almost holding in Brichu. So you have to run to say till Brichu. Other emotion, if you're standing outside Yeshiva and you don't hear the shatz, you have to say till Brichu. People don't know it. Then the mispala, where is the kerem legzal din sheshivim shana? Sheit rogi loymar yehesh meirabo. You rogi in the 22 words or not? You have to be rogi in the 22 words. If you rogi in the 22 words, then take a kerem legzal din sheshivim shana. I just want to say him, it's a sach mer take, zogin af omen, it's a sach aloches, when you're allowed to say Amen, when you're not allowed to say Amen. But that's what a person has to take on himself. To be makpid. And it's a leichte zach, it's such leichtkeit. To be zeich, it's such a grace zach. Take it to try to find people to answer Amen on your brachas. To try to answer Amen on someone else's brache. I want to finish with a kleiner ore. Steht in unserer Parsche, as V'achar kach yoldo bas v'tikro shmo dino. Sagt Rashi, why v'tikro shmo dino? Shedono din be'atzmo. V'omro, shoyodas b'ruach ha-koydesh, that is only 12 Shvatim, Osir Yaakov Lehamid Yudbei Shvatim, she has 6, the Shvachas have 2. If she will have a boy now, Rachel will be less from the Shvachas. So if Rachel will be less than the Shvachas, so maybe she died and Hashem turned her to be a girl. So what is the godless? We know Leo Yimeinu had such cheshek, such taive to bring Shvatim. We see this was the taive from the Imaris to bring Shvatim to the world. And they made Milchames Kodesh for it. And she gave up on one of her daughter, one of the Shvatim for her sister. So what is the godless of Dina? That she gave up. L'chua, you had to call the daughter Vitro. The don of Din Be'atzma was noch garnished. The Chochmah is Vitro. The name of the girl had to be Vitro. But today Dino is more common name because she said Dino. If Louis said she would call her Vitro, Vitro would be a normal name. Dino would be a modern name. We today know Dino. Why we have this Dino? So you heard about the Talmid Chochem. That was a Gilando in Eretz Yisrael. I was from the Chosheb Yidden in Lakewood. I gizokt. Imoes HaKdoishas. You think by them is a godless to give over? Rachel gave the whole marriage that her sister will not be embarrassed. What, that Leah will give epis that her sister will not be embarrassed, a godless? What is the godless? The godless is Dino. What must be said? The Moshe Lamol, a bocher has a time after Tzveita bocher. Yeah, Yenem Lamazogim disturbs him, he makes noise, he disturbs him, he bothers him. He's all tiredness of him. And Stam is not clean enough and he's messy. Someone comes over to you and tells him, you know, he's a new bocher, he's a nebach, he's a nebach shtub, a nebach matzah, you know, he's a rachmonis, you have to help him. If I come up, they go over to you, they tell you, you know, next door is a nebach family, you ask him to go to help. Avade, he goes to every Shabbos, he makes kiddush for them. Amish, he can't go in there. Abba, a mitzvah. But if his roommate Chas v'Shalom does it, he hates him. But if someone comes to him and tell him, you know, I have a roommate for you, Mamish, a Nebach story, Mamish, if you save him, it's, instead of going to Russia, you could make here a Mamish a mitzvah, he for sure will do it, yeah? No, but if you tell him, you know, you have to go in Russia as a kiruv, the mitzvah, al tzavad. So then all of us are asking to do mitzvahs. The problem is when we live our life, we don't think. We feel, oi, Yenem shtart me. Yenem did this to me. Yenem did this to me. But if you think, you know, Rachmanes of Yenem, you know, feel bad, you know, Yenem is a new guy. No, a person wants to drop a chavrusa. Okay, he's right. Chayecha koit mi mit ala alochas. Chayecha nishna rai nitzda. Yeah? But Amol, you could look at the other guy, the marshal. Yeah? A Nebach guy, you know, he doesn't have who to learn. You know, masking the chesed. You have to know. So, no, I'm not saying, sometimes you have to drop him even like that. I'm not saying not to drop him. But the shayla is, if you think, oh, I have a Rachmanes case, I'm asking to help this Rachmanes case or not. Avadi told me, no, Chas v'Shalom, I didn't know. If I knew his matzav, I didn't realize. A person, alamol, the shayla is not the vitu. The vitu, and the minute you decide that it's a mitzvah to help the other person, who here doesn't want to do a mitzvah? Everyone wants to do mitzvahs. The problem is in life. You don't think of the other person. You think of yourself. And your man invites you to come over to Shabbos to him, l'mazalim. Chavish HaKeach, it's far away. Someone comes out to you, you know, this young man, he's looking for guests, no one comes to his house, you know, he wants a little bit of matzah, you ask him to come, avada! So why when he invites you, you don't think sometimes that this is the matzah? Now you're canceled, he doesn't have what to say in his house, so he was sure the guests are coming, he's left without guests. So the chokhmah is alamol, shedono din be'atzmo. As Leah come to the cheshbon, was will sein mit my schwester? She will be less than the shvatim? The marriage she will give the kid. Doesn't mean the godless, but it's a godless of a imoes that they gave over a kid not to insult the sister. Doesn't mean godless. That's the pashta zach zutot. The chokhmah is to trachen af yenem. So the name of the kid is Dino Shedono Din Be'atz. Ein zach upstairs, when you go upstairs near the phones, is a copy of the whole mice from the Levush. Someone made copies of the whole mice of the Levush.
Next group, we just hear them say no more.
What?